The County of Simcoe and the Ethnic Mosaic Alliance are planning to take a second run at getting a multicultural center built in Simcoe County. During Tuesday's, June 14, Committee of the Whole meeting, County of Simcoe councillors received an update from the Ethnic Mosaic Alliance, EMMA, and a staff report outlining plans to support the nonprofit in a second application for grant funding for a feasibility study to support the building of a multicultural center. There are more and more students and people who are coming to study at Georgian College and Lakehead University, and one of the biggest challenges for Simcoe County is to persuade them to stay here, start a business and a family here, said Shelley Sarin, president of the EMMA, in a deputation to councillors Tuesday. But, why would they stay here, when, their social activities occur in the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, asked Sarin. We need to make them feel welcome and a part of our community. While 2021 census data on immigration has not yet been released, according to 2016 data, 61,605 immigrants speaking 112 languages resided in Simcoe County communities. The EMMA is planning to compile a report to be released in 2023 on the outcome of the 2021 census once it's released as a comparison. It is anticipated that major elements of the community consultation and data collection process will illustrate that immigrant residency in Simcoe County has accelerated, and that the attraction, recruitment, integration, and retention of immigrants will play an important role in filling increasing labor shortages in Simcoe County, noted Sandra Lee, manager of the local immigration partnership, in her report to councillors. In 2019, County of Simcoe Council supported an application for an infrastructure grant to help with the construction of a multicultural center. This funding application included a program and construction feasibility study. However, the application was denied. 19 letters of support from municipalities and community partners accompanied the funding application. The newest application will be for the Federal Canada Cultural Spaces Fund, which supports construction and/or renovation of arts and/or heritage facilities and the development of feasibility studies for that purpose. While plans for a multicultural center in Simcoe County are still in early development, a previous county staff report indicated the estimated size of the center is projected at 22,000 square feet with an estimated cost of up to $9 million. No specific site has been proposed yet, although some municipalities have expressed interest. We believe this will be a huge asset to the community that hosts it, said Sarin. During Tuesday's meeting, Sarin said the group is looking for 2 to 3 acres of land on which to build the center. According to the EMMA website, the group's preference is land in South Simcoe County as that is where the majority of immigrant growth is being seen in the county. However, the group hasn't yet made any final decisions. Once grant funding is secured, the group intends to start a major fundraising campaign to raise the costs of building the center. Once built, revenue to support operating costs is planned to come from lease agreements, membership fees for ethno-cultural associations, programming fees, space rentals, and grants. The EMMA would be responsible for the oversight and operation of the center. The intention is to provide hub services, supports, and multicultural celebrations that meet immigrants' needs. These may include settlement services, English language training, foreign language training, for children and youth, employment services, and programming for children and seniors. The EMMA was incorporated as a not-for-profit organization in March 2019 and is made up of community leaders from varying multicultural groups countywide to identify common ground and shared interests. The committee voted in favor of supporting an application for funding to the Canada Cultural Spaces Fund as the lead applicant, in partnership with the EMMA. The decision will need to be ratified at the next regular meeting of council before going into effect. For more information on the EMMA, visit its website here.